music in the air. When the infant morn is nigh, and faint its blush is seen on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, a group of folks gather for some real old-fashioned singing and visiting. Their little town is just about the best you can find, because it's your town. And in their everyday living, their thoughts and dreams are the same as yours. This is the evening for singing practice, and it's to be held as usual in the parlor of Eli and Jenny Jenkins. But right now, Ben Potts, bass member of the singing group, is in his feed store, and Patience Peavoy rushes in to tell him something that just can't wait till evening.
Ben, have you heard the news?
Huh? Oh, hello, Patience. I ain't heard no good news, and I don't want to hear no bad news.
You'll want to hear this, all right. What's the worst thing you could imagine?
Let me see now. Maybe you're losing your voice?
Oh, Ben, wouldn't that really be such bad news to you?
Nope, not really.
Well, this is worse than that. Pete Baxter is organizing another singing group.
Huh? What do you mean?
I mean that every night this week, Lucy Masters and Dan Calvin and a lot of others have been meeting at Pete's house and practicing singing.
Well, gee, hoss of it. Don't they know that we are the singing group down our way?
That's just what I'd like to tell them. I'd say, Pete, you don't never need to think you can take the place of Eli Jenkins and his singing group.
That's what I'd say, too.
Why, the very idea, the young whippersnapper. Pete ain't even born under the right sign to lead singing. Now, if he was born under Taurus like Eli...
No, it don't matter none if he was born under the Brooklyn Bridge. Eli is still the leader of the only rightful singing group down our way.
Why, Ben, the way you and Eli are always scrapping, I didn't think you'd feel so wrought up about it.
Why, the old coot, I love him like a brother, but I don't want him to know it. Now, Patience, we got to do something about this here new singing group, even if it splits the town wide open.
Looks pretty serious, this news that another singing group is being organized. It's almost time for the old group to meet in Eli Jenkins' parlor. It seems that word of the new group has already leaked out to Eli and Jenny.
Are you sure you heard right, Eli? I just can't believe it.
Of course I heard right, Ma. It is Lucy Masters getting her weekly grocery supply, and then Maud Sparks joined her, and they didn't know I could hear what they was talking about.
And they mentioned Pete Baxter and his singing group?
Sure they did. And then when I walked up toward them, they stopped and got them sweet smiles on their faces that women always get when they've been talking about you.
But I thought you said they was talking about Pete.
Well, tarnation, Jenny, it was about singing, and anything about singing down our way is indirectly something about me.
Yeah, that's right, Pa. You've been in charge of all that for close on to 16 years now. All the weddings and sociables and the charity bazaars.
Well, we've even gone to the county fair for 5 years now. It's been mostly the same old ones during all that time.
There they are now, Pa.
Yeah, coming for practice, just like they've done all these years. Now, listen, Jenny, don't you say nothing about what we heard. Can't let them know just yet. Not till after we've done our practicing, anyway. Evening, folks. Come on in.
Howdy, Eli.
Are we early?
Not at all. Eli and me had just been sitting here talking just talking.
Yep, just like me and Ben a little while ago. We was talking about...
Patience. Won't you have a chair?
I'd rather have the Sophie with you, Ben.
Well, come on over then, carn shun it.
You always say the sweetest things.
Is that Allison Cliff cutting across the lot?
Looks like him. Just leave the door ajar, Pa.
Patience. Don't you say nothing to Eli about Pete's new singing group. We got to think how to mention it.
Well, I just thought I'd drop it casual-like.
Yes, you'd drop it all right, casual like a ton of dynamite.
How's the feed store getting on, Ben?
Oh, fine. I had the post office window moved away to the back today so that now when anybody comes in for a letter, they have to detour through the corn and chicken mash department. I hopes to sell more feed that way.
Well, for Pete's sake, you sell all the farmers in the county feed to their livestock. Do you expect them to start feeding it to their wives, too, just to increase your business?
Come on in, Cliff and Alice. The door's open.
Hello, everybody.
Are we late?
In all the time we've been holding singing practice, I ain't never heard nothing but are we early or are we late? Don't it never occur to nobody to look at their watches and see if maybe once in a while they can't be right on time?
Eli.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just joking. Settle down. We'll get to practicing right away.
You shouldn't have said a thing like that.
Oh, I didn't mean nothing by it, Ma.
Ben, I learned of something a few minutes before I left the station that surely surprised me.
I knew. We all knew, but all of us, but except Eli.
I think it's terrible. After all the work and effort Mr. Jenkins has put into this group.
My star, so do I. Why, when I think... Eli, I was saying, when I think
of... Think of what, Patience?
When I think of... how nice the weather's been recently.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when I think of it, I just think of it.
We've been talking more and saying less this evening. Let's see if we can't do better with our singing. The song for the Young People's Society meeting first now. Come to think of it, Jenny, Pete Baxter is chairman of the society. Here we are practicing for entertainment for him.
Shh, Pa, they'll hear you. All right now, come on, gather around, everybody.
All right, everybody.
Oh,
thoughts are full of thee. Thy glance is in the starry beam that falls along the summer sea.
Done. Eli, that is, we got something to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, Ben, but it'll have to wait till after I get something off my mind, something that's been bothering me.
What if you just let me talk for a minute, I could tell you something of vital importance.
It couldn't be half as important as what I got to say.
Can't you never stop for a second and let somebody else get a word in? Here I've been a-thinking for an hour just what to say to you, and when it finally comes to me, you have to go up blabbing your mouth and won't let me get the word out.
I'm blabbing. Since the minute you put them big feet in my door, that mouth of yours has been wagging like a horse's in a hayfield.
Boys, please.
My stars, you get so het up.
Ben, did you by chance want to tell Eli about Pete Baxter's new singing group?
Yeah.
And Eli, is that what you wanted to tell Ben?
Yeah.
You see how simple it is. No temper, no tantrum, just talk.
At least 10 points of my high blood pressure is counting him.
You ain't added any years onto my life with that disposition of yours.
Now, we all know that we all know.
Yes, Mrs. Jenkins, the word has surely gotten around.
I heard it on my way home from school. It seems they've been rehearsing every night this week.
Yeah, they're sure in a hurry to take over here.
Don't talk like that, Eli. You know that nobody can ever take over what your singing group does.
I can't say that now, Jenny. Nothing's certain except death, and Ben's taking more of them darn pills.
Well, we can't admit defeat.
I should say not. Why, those in charge of entertainment always call on you, Mr. Jenkins.
Well, they used to, but you can't tell how it'll be now. After all, Pete Baxter is young, and he went up to Shelby Junction and took some piano lessons several years back.
Well, if that's what you're thinking, that his group will sing in a more modern style, we can change.
And why should you change? The folks around here love the singing you do.
That's what I say. If Pete Baxter is organizing a modern group, they surely won't be very popular.
Well, it's nice of you to say that, kids. I hope you're right. Why don't you practice your duet, and we'll go on just like nothing had happened.
We're ready, Mr. Jenkins.
Let me see. That's Roses of Picardy.
That's right.
She's marching by the poplars, coronet with the sea blue eyes. She's watching and longing and waiting where the long white roadway lies.
And the song stirs in the silence as the wind in the boughs above. She listens and starts and trembles. Is the first little song of love. Roses are shining in Picardy, in the hush of the silvery dew. Roses are flowering in Picardy, but there's never a rose like you. And the roses will die with the summertime, and our roads may be far apart.
I know what to do about Pete Baxter's singing group.
You do, Patience?
What is it?
Don't know how I ever thought anything so downright clever. I'll go to Pete like I wanted to join him.
You mean sing with his group?
Well, that's what I'll pretend. But when the big moment comes, I'll deliberately go flat and make it sound awful.
Well, it goes flat whether it's deliberate or not, so it shouldn't be no effort.
No, Patience. I couldn't let you do that. Thanks, anyway.
Well, even though I ain't sung with this here group since Alice come to town, I still feel loyal to him.
It's been mighty nice accompanying you all this time, folks. I guess I never knew how much I enjoyed it before.
Oh, shucks, Jenny. It's been more fun for us than it ever could have been for you and Will.
The four of us have been together so long, kids. Guess it's hard for you to know how we feel.
Of course we understand.
We feel the same way, even if we haven't been with you for all the years.
We may as well divide up the music and things. Here, Ben, you take the music rack. You made it for us.
I don't want it, Jenny. I guess I better take a pill.
But it isn't 8 o'clock yet.
I'll take one early. Maybe it'll make me feel better.
This here's enough to make me doubt my astrology. According to the stars, this was to be a bright, happy day for all of us.
Well, it's going to be for Ben. Ben, you're going to sing that bass solo you've been trying to work in these 16 years.
No, I don't feel much in the mood to sing. But a performer ain't supposed to consider them things, I suppose.
No, sir. We've been troopers, and we never let folks down. And if this year is to be the last songs we ever sing down our way, we'll do it with the same talent. Though maybe the spirit ain't going to be quite the same. Sing, Ben. Go ahead and sing your song. All right, Ma, sound the chord.
Stormy the night and the wind. the ship, the bride. For called the lighthouse bell solemn cry, rings o'er the solemn tide. There on the deck see two lovers stand, heart to heart beating and hand in hand. Though death be near, she knows no fear. While at her side stands one of all most dear. Loudly the bell in the old tower rings, bidding us list to the warning it brings. Sail, or take care, sail, or beware. Danger is here, thee beware, 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 beware. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so
I was just thinking, it's going to leave us with lots of free evenings if there's to be no more singing practicing.
Yep, sure will. What do men do with free evenings in the big city, Kate?
Nothing that would be practical or possible down our way, I'm afraid.
I wonder who that is.
Yeah, probably somebody phoning condolences.
Oh, Eli, it ain't that bad.
It is, too. It's awful.
Yeah, life's got to go on, Ma. Yeah, answer the phone.
Hello? Who? All right. It's for you, Eli.
Yeah, I guess I can take the call. Hello?
Who was it?
I don't know.
Pete Baxter.
Is that Pete on the wire?
Oh, that young whippersnapper. Why the nerve of him a-calling here?
What does he want?
Shh, I can't hear nothing. What was that, Pete? You want to drop in for a visit? Way,
You can't be rude to the boy, Eli.
After what he's done to us.
Why does he want to come, do you suppose?
Well, yes, Pete, I guess it'll be all right, but we won't be staying up much longer. It'll have to be pretty quick. Oh, you're right down at the drugstore. Just a step away, then.
He's probably down there celebrating his victory with a double malted.
Yeah, all right, well, see you in a minute. Now, what in tarnation do you suppose he's up to?
Suppose it's safe to let him in?
Maybe you better get out your sheriff's gun, Eli.
Why, that's an awful way to be talking to patients. All the boy's done is organize another singing group.
All he's done? My stars, ain't that enough?
Do you think it would be a good idea if we were to talk to him, reason with him?
Sure. Tell him that Eli has devoted a good part of his life to this group and point out that it would be unfair for him to try to step in now.
No, sir. You can't do that. I won't have nobody putting out such an appeal for me.
There he is now.
Well, this is the test, folks. I have to meet it somehow. All right, Ma, let him in.
Evening, Pete.
Hello, Miss Jenkins.
Won't you come in?
Thanks. Oh, hello, everybody.
Well, howdy, Pete. Have a chair.
Say, it's really grand to see you all here. This is really my idea of a nice evening. Everyone's sitting around talking about pleasant things.
Yeah.
Maybe this sounds kind of silly, but, you know, from the minute I stepped in this door, I could feel such a warm little glow over me. Kind of a welcome into this parlor.
You could.
Sure. It's grand that there are folks like you down our way.
It's nice to have you drop in, even though we didn't exactly expect it.
Well, I won't stay for a minute. I just wanted to extend an invitation to all of you.
To us?
Huh? Yes, to come over to my house for a little while Friday evening after the Young People's Society meeting.
Well, that's nice of you, Pete.
You'll be at the meeting anyway singing, and if it's late, you can stay only a few minutes. But I'd like awfully well to have you stop by.
Why, of course we'll come, Pete.
Pete, I'm I'm going to be honest with you. I'm hesitating because of something I heard today.
Why, what's that, Mr. Jenkins?
Go on and tell him the whole thing, Eli. Go on.
Well, I heard, Pete, that you're organizing a singing group.
And all the rest of us heard the same thing.
Yeah.
Why, how did you hear that?
Don't matter none where we heard it. We wants to know, is it true?
After all the years old Eli has put in on his singing group, and then you try to chisel in with your new singing group.
Is it true, Pete?
Well, yes, it's true. But I surely didn't expect for you to find it out yet.
That much we could have guessed.
Now, patience. Haven't you anything to say, boy?
No, I guess not. See, it's all spoiled now.
What do you mean? What's all spoiled?
Well, the affair next Friday evening.
Well, what's that got to do?
For weeks we've been planning it, all of us at the society. We wanted it to be a surprise. But guess when you live in a little town like this, there's no such thing as a surprise.
What in thunderation are you talking about, Pete?
Well, when you all come by my house next Friday evening, as I hope you will, we wanted to serenade you.
Huh?
Well, I guess everybody in this town feels that you've done so much singing for so many years, and we all feel so indebted that, well, we just wanted to do this for you.
Gee, Hoshabert, what do you think of that?
Yeah. Well, we aren't going to be any permanent singing group. We just organized for this one evening to give you a party. I'm sorry if you misunderstood. We thought it'd be kind of nice.
Well, and it will be, son. I'm the biggest dad-blasted old fool in 19 counties. Here all the time you was trying to plan a party for us, eh? Ain't that nice, folks?
It's just about the nicest thing I could ever imagine hearing. Yeah. Pete, it's just grand.
Gee, it's nothing really. I'm only sorry the surprise was spoiled. We'll have a good time anyway.
You bet we will.
Yeah. Well, I must be running along now. I've had a job on my hands getting a singing group together. You don't need to ever worry, Mr. Jenkins. After this taste of how much work it is, I'll never try to run you competition. Well, I'll see you all Friday.
Goodbye, Pete.
So long, John.
Bye.
And just to think that we was just sitting here thinking all evening. Oh, shucks. Let's practice the hymn for next Sunday services and see if we can't get all them thoughts out of our minds.
Oh,
know, some days end, and you feel you haven't learned much. But this day's just about over, and I'm real grateful for what it's learned me.
I know, Pa. I feel the same way.
Just goes to show you what jumping to conclusions can do. We sat here fussing and stewing all the time, when if we'd known the truth, we'd been as happy as old Brownie sitting there wagging his tail. No, down, boy, down. I wasn't calling you. Folks, let's just all resolve after this to know the truth of things before we make up our minds. Many a heart's been broken, many a tear shed, because folks did like we did tonight, made up their minds without knowing the truth of the matter. Let's remember it, folks, and never make that mistake again.
There's music in the air when the infant morn is nigh, and faint its blushes sing on the bright and laughing sky.
Everything's happy again down our way. Everybody's going to bed with a smile instead of a worry. And they'll be looking forward to the next singing practice, too. Don't forget our little visit, folks. We'll be expecting you in the Jenkins Parlor down our way.